Hello everyone. If I sound strange, and that's because I went out protesting for NSAS last week and I've completely lost my voice, and there's also a hint of cold in there. I don't know. I like to think I sound a little bit cool, I don't know anything. Oh, I'm so tired, man. Alright, well, I needn't go on about NSAS because we all know what we need to do in that regard. NSAS, thank you very much. Alright, today, I would like to use this as an outlet to vent my feelings. Recently, someone pissed me off, you know, and I gave it to them right back there, regardless of where we were. And, you know, after then, I noticed a few differences in the way that I related with the rest of the people in that person. Well, obviously, that person and I haven't spoken since because, you know, they absolutely crossed the line, yeah? And maybe it's just in my head, but, you know, I just didn't want to be around those people anymore because what the fuck? What the actual fuck? And that inspired me to write this episode. Things I don't like. Or maybe more accurately, people that I don't like. People that really make life just so fucking miserable. Yeah. Those are the people that I don't like. All right? Without further ado, let's get into it. Number one, people. I just don't like people. I don't like any people. God. Jesus. That's one of the biggest issues I face right now, trying to like people. Like, it gets to a point I have to force myself, I have to pretend to actually be interested in people. Naturally, I have a very bubbly, happy personality, so it's not that hard to fake. You know, I just put my natural happiness and pretend to be listening to what people are saying. But God, I cannot stand people. I cannot stand people for shit. I cannot stand people for anything. Yeah, I've had lots of terrible experiences with human beings, and I just really, really, really hate human beings. Like, God. I actually decided that I'm not going to marry. I'm not going to, you know, have children. Because I just don't want to be stuck around people. Number two. People asking me personal questions. I really hate that. That's how much I'm going to develop on that particular one. People who shorten their words in text for no reason. God. People who invalidate my feelings, telling me what I should feel. For example, now, in that situation where the person said something that upset me, I expressed my discontent. I expressed my lack of desire to hear his shit. I told him off immediately. And instead of understanding that, okay, what I've said has upset this person, no. He started to tell me, is that why you'd be angry? No, now, you shouldn't feel that way. Some other random girl to join mouth. People say it to me too now. It doesn't mean you don't have to be upset. Edakun. So because you like nonsense, me too, I should not be the liker of nonsense. Like a lot of people, they place being wanting to be liked and accepted over being themselves. And that's good for some people, but for me, that's not good. Because there's only so long that I can pretend, and one day I will just blow my fucking top off. Like, I would blow off, and you will not like the amount of acid that will come in your face. So I hate when people try to invalidate my feelings and tell me, I'm feeling the way I'm feeling right now is, you know, is unnecessary. That kind of thing. I hate it so bloody much. Number 5, insult jokes. Oh God. Because like everybody knows that deep down, you are just like insulting the person but pretending to be joking. I hate those things. Like if you want to say something to me, just come out and say it. Don't mask it under a joke and say, hey, I was just joking. No. No. That wouldn't be funny to me at all. That wouldn't be acceptable to me in any way. Do you understand? Maybe all things I hate is just the things people have done to me that have caused me pain in the past, but I really fucking hate it. Oh, being yelled at, I hate that. Being told I have to do something. Oh, you have to do this. You have to come out. You have to talk to me. Fam, I will sit down there and wait for you to come and tell me why I have to do it. Because I'm kind of a let heaven fall, let hell freeze over kind of person. Since you don't know how to ask with respect and manners, you have to do this, you have to do... What? It doesn't matter who the fuck you are. Unless you're paying me, unless you're, you know, I'm getting some rewards. If just as a human being you're telling me that I have to do something, I swear. Making assumptions instead of asking questions. A lot of people do this. They make ridiculous assumptions and then do not put you in a position where you either confirm or deny their assumptions. Like, bitch, if you want to know, just ask. Ewoni, so I guess you are from Bayelsa. Okay. Uncle Gesa, Auntie Gesi, enjoy your guessing. It's a simple question of, okay, so like, where are you from? Will you die? Like, did I ask for your dirty guess? Like, you didn't even put it in a reasonable way. Like, oh, okay, so let me guess. You know how people say, oh, where are you from? But wait, let me guess. And then, you know, they can guess. It's like, oh, so you're from Bayelsa. Like, that's not the only thing. Just as the only thing that comes to mind. I naturally hate. I do not, normally I hate being asked questions. So, and I know that it's contradictory. But like, fucking ask a question before you're making fucking assumptions. That's what I'm saying. Number 9. Narrow-minded people. Everybody's fucking narrow-minded. Everybody I've ever met in my life believes life to be one way, and I've never agreed with anybody ever have I ever agreed with anybody's. Okay, I've only met one person in my entire life that has like a similar life, like the view of life to me. Yeah, fucking nice man too. But the rest of the people, everybody's so bloody narrow-minded. Like, what they are told, what they heard. They don't even think a situation out of the box. It's just like, oh, they say A plus B equals C, which means that A plus B equals C. Well, sometimes, bitch, the question of life is A times B raised to the power of C. What do you do then? No, your mind cannot comprehend that. So when you give them a complex equation, they now try to oversimplify it and say, no, the equation of me I know is A plus B equals C. That's the one that I'm going to take. Do you understand? Very narrow-minded, small-minded thinkers. They're really like the burden of this country. They are the reason why we are in this fucking state. And it's like parents have passed on the stupidity to their children. Children are passing around the stupidity to their mates and the younger ones that are coming. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. I'm completely shocked that Nigerians are even able to come together for this NSAS movement. Because I remember we all used to work. There was this boy that he's also a youth, though. He's also, like, what, 26 years old. I was saying, ah, we need to go and protest. We need to protest. Then him and the other guy, when I say, no, they will kill you. They will shoot you. No, what can you do? They're making fun of me for thinking of a better Nigeria. And now, look, it's not their mates that are also coming out to protest and all that kind of stuff. Do you understand? Like, I'm happy that in that particular situation, the world was able to shut them up really, really quickly, yeah? But there's a lot of things that are not so prominent that people also pass around stupidity around. And, God help me. Number 10, people from the past. God. Oh, I used to know her. She used to do this. I used to know her. She used to be this. I used to know her. She used to talk this way. Oh, God, don't. up and go away. Just shut up and go away. Like, you belong in my past for a reason. I am not inviting you back into my life. Stop talking about me. I don't like you. I don't want you in my life. Oh, God, are you a demon? Die already. Die. Number 11. People asking me for things when they have done nothing for me. Ah, that sense of entitlement. That sense of entitlement dictates me. There's a kind of level of respect when someone has done something for you and then they open their mouth and make a request. It's like, okay, well, this person is not a leech or a freeloader or just someone that is about to waste my time and my resources, yeah? But when someone hasn't done shit for you and they come and start making entitled requests. You know, entitled requests are so different from begging. When someone comes to beg you for something, you know that, okay, this person is probably in a down, low part and they need my help. It's a whole different thing than coming to make entitled requests. I'm not even going to give examples because you all know what entitled requests are. Number 12, judgmental people. People who are in their own world saying, oh, to me, judgmental people are really sad people. They are really fucking repulsive and sad people. Why? Because they look at you. They look at your life. And they say, huh, this person is not... Me, I'm not doing this thing this person is not doing. Me, I'm not doing that thing this person is not doing. So therefore, I must be better than them. Their whole sense of self-worth hinges on other people's actions. So they prevent themselves from living life and maximizing their truth because they want to feel like they are better than people. These are the really, like, judgmental people are really the saddest people alive. And it may not appear that way because their judgments will hurt you and you're like, okay, maybe they're just right. But honestly, if you really look at it, they are just people who live their lives to feel like they are better than others. And they never get to express themselves. They never get to live because they're like, if people are not doing this, and if somebody sees me doing this, now they will judge me too. And I don't want to be judged. They live in the fear of judgment so that they can have the moral superiority, if I may, to judge others. And that's like beyond fucked up. Trust me, beyond fucked up. I feel very sad for judgmental people. Oh, entitled people. I know I already said people that are entitled, but let me just I really hate entitled people, man. I want to know you. What? You want to know me and what? How does that really affect my life? Manners. People don't have manners. That's what I'm just going to put there. People don't have manners. Let's just move on. Number 14. There are things you shouldn't say, quote unquote. People who push that mentality are people who are trying to hide their shame. People are afraid that you will say something to confront their depravity, their disgusting secret characters that they do, that they know that is wrong, but they keep doing it and they're ashamed of it. Like, if you want to do something, just be yourself and fucking do it and own it. But then you know you do it in a secret, like a little fucking bitch. And then you are telling people that things you should not say. That things you should not say. You know it's wrong to say that. It's a lie. There's nothing that is wrong to say unless you are saying it to harm someone. Unless you're saying something that harms someone, like, unnecessarily. If not, there is nothing you are not supposed to say. So you say, hey, shh. Sometimes you're confronting their inner stupidity and depravity. And last but not least, pity mentality. If you want to know more about pity mentality, just look at how Lego One Big Brother. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, this person is down on luck. Let's give him everything. I mean, that's also nice, but that also means a lot of people portray themselves as weak and fragile just to get pity from the public, just to get pity around them. And then that in turn causes people to immediately someone is in a bad situation, they just go straight to pity. I don't know. I really hate people that offer pity mentality. That's all I can say. I know this podcast was kind of boring, but and my voice is kind of crackle, but I just felt like I had to just talk about all the kinds of people that I hate and just get it off my chest because I hate so many people. God. I don't know why. I just like really hate so many people. I'm trying not to. I try to socialize, but like the words, just the words that come out of people's mouths, just like the words, just the behavior. A lot of people are so spineless. Like if you think something, you feel something, just open your mouth and fucking say it. Do you understand? You don't like something, you like something, open your mouth and fucking say it. Just open your bloody dirty mouth and just say it. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. Please remember to go and protest NSAS and also have lots of fun.